And what I hope to do today is to help make you a gatekeeper, to help you to understand when someone might be at risk for suicide and not to be afraid of that, and to how to handle that, how to navigate that and get through it. Labor lawyers, no one comes to a lawyer because they're happy, ever. No one comes to, there's always, the lawyer part of me says, I know there's exceptions, but I'm not going to get into those. It's the same way with psychiatrists, the mental health field. And I try to teach psychiatrists in mental health field on how to elicit suicidal ideation. How do you get people to talk about things they really don't want to talk about? They don't want to talk about suicide. They don't want to talk about sex. They don't want to talk about drugs. So how do you get people to talk about things that they don't want to talk about? So this lifeguard on duty, that's what we all are. We're all on duty. Because we chose to be lawyers, we're here to help people, to protect people, to make their lives better, and to be sensitive to what's going on around us. And what I'm going to say today is also going to be useful for your loved ones at home, because you have some loved ones at home that are at risk for suicide, and you don't know that. You may be at risk for suicide, and your spouse doesn't know that. There are people in here now, I know, that had thought about suicide this morning. They're probably thinking even more about it now that they're listening to me. But these kinds of things are very normal. We are all depressed from time to time. We all have anxiety from time to time, and I'm talking about generalized anxiety disorder.